Hello, loves! Welcome to the Art of Body Language podcast, where we empower and uplift the dance community while helping them understand their injuries. I am your host, Sherelle Williams, trainer and student physical therapist that helps dancers avoid injury and improve their wellness so they can be the strong and fearless performers they were destined to be. Before I begin this episode, I would like to invite you to reach out to me at theartofbodylanguage@gmail.com with any questions about injuries that you may have, or find me on Instagram at smile_love_lift. Please make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. I want your feedback so I can continue to put out content that helps artists. I am here to serve you. Enjoy the rest of the show. Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Art of Body Language podcast. How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Yeah. Oh, today we have an amazing artist, you guys, and entrepreneur. He's everything that I love to talk about, that I hope that you all aspire to be. And it's Antoine. Oh my God, Antoine Keith. That's your last name?
No, my last name is Collier.
I never knew this. I've known you for a minute.
Antoine Keith Collier.
Oh my God, you're Spanish? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm black.
But just what? Collier?
So Collier is a French name, but even my mom, she's black. Her name is Isleta, which is a Spanish name.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Isleta Collier, and I'm Antoine Keith Collier, yeah.
That sounds spicy. I like it. Give me a little body roll with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Oh, my God.
We're going to bring it. I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to bring it down.
This is that corona energy when you just locked indoors and you.
Listen.
I can't. So, a little bit about Antoine. He's going to go into detail, but in addition to him being a amazing dancer, he also has his business and dance fitness program called Florida Fit, which
Florida Fit, baby.
I absolutely adore. Takes me back to my college days when we met. Okay, Tallahassee, Miami, because that's where it all comes from, is Miami.
Yes. Yes.
All of the dances, all of the culture, all of the music, and putting it together and helping our community become active in ways, you know, that are fun, because we don't always like to be active. So when you can find a way that, you know, we'll latch on to, that's it. That's gold.
Yeah.
So you make me so proud and so excited for everything that you are doing.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it really means a lot because I was just talking to my friend Bianca about this. For a long time, the style was deemed, like, so intimidating. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were like, oh, my God, this is a great workout. This looks like so much fun. But then before they even do it, they're like, oh, but I'd be too tired. Oh, my knees already hurt. Oh, I'm this. It was a stereotype. And so it just feels good to have been able to lay it out in such a way that's receivable to everybody or that's accepted by a vast amount of people. And they realizing that it's just about fun. It's just about having a good time. And like you said, being active and just sharing the energy and the culture. And it's fun. Like, what?
Yes.
Yeah, the music. Man.
Was definitely in my living room with my roommate, Rachel. Shout out to her. And we had mimosas. Okay. Going in. Okay. Love it.
Thank you for tuning in, honestly.
So tell the folks, we're going to be doing like double the trouble. Cool. Tell the folks about your dance journey.
Okay.
And go into your entrepreneurial journey.
Okay. Let's see. So in 2011, I graduated from Florida State University. Shout out Seminoles. And just so happened that summer, like my house had got broken into. I had went through like just this, it was a lot going on with my roommate and our home, just a lot going on. And so I actually, that summer, one of my, I was in a group called Boys of Poison, and we, hello, come on, and we have a Chicago chapter, and just so ironically, Chicago chapter hit me up and was like, yo, we're doing this thing in Italy, we would love to add you to come with us. So I was like, well, I don't got nothing else to do, I got no home, I don't have nothing, I don't feel safe here, so let me just go there. So I went there for a little bit. Went back to Tallahassee and was sleeping on my friend's couch. His name is Lewis. If you've been to Tallahassee, he has a restaurant, Great Plates. It's so good. But anyway, so I was sleeping on his couch. And I was just like, if I could do this in Tallahassee, like, I can just go sleep on a couch in L.A. Like, I want to dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a desire to dance. It wasn't until, maybe high school, going into college, that I actually understood that there was an industry and a business for dance. I didn't know. I used to think that, like, everybody that was backup dancing was, like, friends of the artist. So I was like, how will I ever meet Missy? How will I ever meet Missy? How can I ever meet these people to be there to dance with them? I had no idea how it worked. So anyway, my friend Bianca, who I was talking about earlier, she moved out to LA. She was on ABDC, and that's when I was like, and then I saw her, she was on tour with Miley Cyrus, and I was like, whoa, how did you do that? What did you do? She was like, I moved to LA. So that's fast forward, you know, my house got broken into, and now I'm like, shoot, well, my friend is in LA, she did it, let me go and do it. Moved to LA. It was the best move that I could have made for myself. I've grown so much. Yeah, it's rough. It's amazing. I moved there and lived with five people in a two-bedroom. Two of us were in the room. Somebody was in the living room. That person in the living room was because of me. So I know my roommates was probably over me. But I'm like, listen, I'm from Florida. We out here trying to make it. Like, if any of my people need something, like, this the house, I guess. It's already five of us, six, you know, whatever. So, yeah, and then the journey began. I had my dreads before, I cut them. And that's how I got there. Then when I got there, things just started happening. You know, I worked at Urban Outfitters, but I was training my behind off at Debbie Reynolds Dance Studio. I was like, I went there, I became a work study. Soon as I got off the plane, the day I landed in LA, I went straight to a class.
Yeah.
Like, It was on. Like, there was nothing for me to lose. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I have nothing else, so let me just go for it. And so I feel like all my work, all the hard work I put in, and me just having faith, and like, I didn't have any fear, honestly, going into it either. I just was like, if I can sleep on a couch in Tallahassee, I can sleep on a couch in California. Like, what else is there to it, you know? Yeah, and I've gone to dance on tour with, like, Camila Cabello, Miley Cyrus, Fergie. I've worked with, you know, Janelle Monáe, Missy Elliott, Lizzo, Usher. I did a performance with Janet Jackson at her concert, this Rhythm Nation thing, and Katy Perry. And I've just been able to just work with, and not even just these artists, but these amazing choreographers. Normani is another artist, but like with Sean Bankhead, Hi-Hat, Fatima, Rich and Tone, Calvin Hodge,
We talk about you. Like, I have my crew in New York, and they'd be like, yo, you know Antoine? He books everything. Yeah. He's in everything. I'm like, yeah, we would have got it. He's in everything. Like, you are in everything.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
So we need to go back, though, because you don't just end up in everything. So, like, okay. you start taking classes. How many classes a week were you taking? Were you networking? What kind of connections were you making with choreographers? Let's teach the people.
Okay, so for me, you know, I was taking at least six classes a day. I was taking like jazz, ballet, I did a little popping. I would take hip hop classes, I would take my stretch classes. So I was just kind of, since I was a work study, I pretty much was getting paid in classes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I had a ton of classes, but I knew that. Like, that was a plan of mine. Like, you're going to work study because you can take classes for free, technically. You know what I'm saying? I'm working for it, so it's not free. And so, yeah, so that's what I did. classes nonstop. But before we had Debbie Reynolds, that was like a one-stop shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get everything that I needed from Debbie's. Nowadays, it's kind of like, the home studio is different now, especially now with social media. Like, things are a little different. But anyway, yeah, so let's see. As far as connections and network, I just think it's about being a good person. I think I was just a good person, and I genuinely network with people. Like, I wasn't chasing it. I wasn't trying to, like, walk out the bathroom at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever people do, I know people who go above and beyond to do that. And you know what? If that's their way, then totally fine. But I didn't have to do that way. I was just genuinely myself. And I just met people as I met them. Actually, what I can say, though, is Calvin Hodge, the beginning of, like, the dancing for real, Calvin Hodge did a video, and he asked me to do it. He's from Miami. And from that video, Trisha Miranda, she saw that video. We all know Trisha. Love you, T. She saw the video, and she was like, oh, are you signed? Do you have an agency? And I was like, no. Like, honestly, at that point, I wasn't even thinking about agency. I was really just thinking about training and surviving. So what happens is when people move somewhere new, especially for a specific field or dance, they're so ready. They're like, I need this now. I need this now. And so for me, I was like, life is happening, actually. And so I need to learn how to adjust to where I am right now. I need to get on my feet. Like, I had a job at Urban Outfitters, like I said. So for me, it was about what is life doing right now? And then everything else will come later, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so that was a moment of that. I was just doing life. I was taking classes. I had Calvin, who, you know, I was in his class all the time. That's my bro. We did the video. Trisha saw it. She was like, hey, do you have an agency? I was like, no. She was like, would you be willing to cut your dreads? I was like, ooh, I don't know.
That's what happened.
But I had talked to other people like Chuck Maldonado, another one, and he was like, yo, Antoine, he worked at Debbie's and I was a work study there. So I guess a lot of my connections came from me also working as a work study, obviously. But like I said, genuine, because there are people who could work as a work study and they'd be all in your face. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I honestly didn't really know all these people like that, for real. Like, my research wasn't like, I didn't know professional dancing. You know, I learned it when I got there. I was like, oh, this is what you do. That's what you do. This is what you do. Okay, got it. But anyway, Chuck was like, you know, Antoine, I know you're asking about this dread thing. He was like, if you keep your dreads, you'll be the black guy with dreads, which is totally fine. And there's roles for that. But because of your look, if you cut your hair, you'll be more universal. That way you can play the black guy, the thug black guy, the commercial black guy, this black guy. You know what I'm saying? All of it. Pretty much understand. Yeah. Dreads, I was gonna be the thug.
Unfortunately.
Hollywood.
But that's Hollywood, right? Things, yeah. that reality to consider as an artist, yeah. And you want a book.
Yeah. It's true. So it took me a while. Then another one of my friends, Michelle, it's like I literally remember, I can like literally play back the entire thing. It's really crazy. But I'm just, to think about how everything started, how everything played out, even the things that we think aren't for us, they are for us, and they all play a pivotal part in getting you to where you want to be and where you are right now. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, then my friend Michelle came around and was like, Antoine, have you ever thought about cutting your dreads? I was like, hey, what's going on? She was like, no, I love your dreads. She was like, I just think that it would like bring out your face so much more. Like, we could actually see you. And I was like, you know what? This is the third time. So that same day, I was like, I'm about to go cut them now. And so that was that journey of cutting my hair, which was a great choice because soon after, I booked my first commercial with Just Dance with Othan. That's another person that comes through, Othan Burnside. Which Othan, Jerry Slaughter, And the ATLA convention, that's actually what really got me to LA too, because I went to a convention called ATLA, my first time in a professional dance class setting. It was a convention put together by Kiki and Sakina from Atlanta. And I had my dreads then too. But yeah, I did that workshop and these people were, and I was asking like, what should I do to move to LA? Should I move to LA? And they were all like, no, you're dope. You have a great look. You can dance. Like, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And I moved and literally, you know, they remembered. Jerry, it took a while, you know, but once the time was right, like that was a connection. He was like, yeah, I remember you from ATLA. That, look at that. A relationship that was built that you don't know. And then later on in life, it comes back. It comes around full circle, you know?
These are great lessons. My God. The biggest one that hit me was, you know, when the time is right, when the opportunity, being patient, building yes. those genuine relationships. That right there yeah. is like, what else we have to say? That genuine relationship building is it. And that's in any yeah. field. You know what I mean? And then just having that patience and knowing that your time will come. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just had to reiterate the yes. goal, okay?
The yes. key. Well, that was in the there. Three things, you know, hard work, patience, faith.
Yeah.
Those were like what I would call like the keys to success in my head. And like I was doing a workshop called More Than a Step for a little while. Where I would teach, like, this is where I was doing my hip hop stuff, but I would call it More Than a Step because I would be teaching you more also just about life and how I did it and how you can do it and believing in yourself and loving yourself and trusting your gift and freedom in the midst of your gift and all that stuff. But hard work, patience, and faith are my three keys. You gotta work hard, you gotta work hard. You gotta have patience while you work hard, and you have to have faith that it will happen while you're being patient and while you're working hard.
Yeah, that's
they all work together.
Yeah. That's it. So let's get into Florida Fit. Like, now, how did this kind of happen?
This journey. Baby. Yeah, it gets me so excited. Florida Fit. So I would booty shaking, Miami booty shaking, riding out, whatever you want to call it. It's been my thing. It's what I grew up doing. And so, like I said, I will always hear these things about it being intimidating, it being da-da-da. But then I also kept seeing, that's a good workout. That's a good workout. So I'm like, okay, how do I take what I grew up doing, what I have passion for? I already love connecting with people because I already teach classes, hip-hop. But now I can tap into a whole nother fitness world, you know what I'm saying, which is everyone. You know what I'm saying? You say fitness and active and health, everyone feels like they can be included in that. Dance is a little more like, you have to be a dancer. You gotta be a dancer. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what, so I'm just thinking about all these different things. I'm like, how can I do this? And so Florida Fit came just honestly for me wanting to connect with people, wanting to bring my culture and what I grew up doing to the world, especially because a lot of people also do it, imitate it, try to do it, replicate it. And it's like, well, no one's ever taught you. You don't really know. And since everything else has like a method, a technique, foundation, you know what I'm saying? There's foundation to do a burpee. There's a technique. Excuse me, sorry, to do a push-up, to do a squat. There's a technique to do a pas de bourrée and to do a leap and to do, you know, anything. Everything has a technique. And I was like, well, we're not teaching the technique. And there were people who have. There are so many people who have come before me that I wanted to teach and that have taught Miami Booty Shaking, you know. But I feel like mine was geared towards everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was very specific on wanting this to appeal to the everyday person who has a 9-to-5, who just loves to dance. You know what I'm saying? And this type of movement, everybody, when you hear Uncle Luke, no matter where you're from, you like, ooh. You know, it's just whatever. So that was one. The second thing was, I kept realizing how with the dance industry, I continue to have to wait on everyone else to tell me when I'm working, when I'm not working. It's my whole life and career is in someone else's hands. And I was just like, I don't love that anymore. and I wanted more for myself. Like I've been dancing since 2012, you know, not that long, but you know, a long time. And I just wanted more. And I knew that if I wanted more, I would need to do something different. You know, it would be insanity to want more and do the same thing over and over and over.
Say it.
Yeah. So I just wanted more in life. And so, you know, when you, it clicked as like passion and purpose. And I was like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. Like now more makes sense because not only do I desire more for my bank account, but I desire more for my spirit and my mental and my physical. And I desire more to reach and touch other people. I had kind of lost touch with that. I've always been a person to give and share and be an encourager, and you know, and I had lost touch with it for a second. Like I think life was just molding me and developing me and making me dig within to heal and do all my things, but it just clicked. Everything clicked. And you know, another thing that happened was I was on a job, I was on tour, and there was a situation with our contracts that was a thing, and we were supposed to get paid for something and we didn't get paid for it. And at that moment I'm like, well, Twan, do you stand up for yourself as a human being, you know what I'm saying, or do you just be like, oh, whatever, and continue to work for these people who don't really, like, they care, but they only care to the extent of what you can give them and what you can do for them, you know? And I was watching Narcos Mexico, and Kiki Camarena, he said, if you don't move on, you don't move up. And that's just how it goes.
Hey, that's and it.
And at that time, I was like, okay, it's time for you to now take what you know needs to come from you and what you're supposed to put on this earth and what you're supposed to share and how you're supposed to give. And now it's time for you to focus on that. And so that's kind of how that happened.
Thank you for everything that you just said. Like, and this is why I love these conversations, because this is what I feel. Do you feel like dancers understand that? Because I don't feel like, I feel like it's, I get the few, I get the you, and I feel like I you know, in 2020, I say I'm not pushing my goals on other people. But when you hear the people that get it, right, and when it comes from the dancer themselves, because, like, if I say it, it's okay. But when it's somebody that's been on tour, that knows the game, that's done it, I feel like it just hits differently. And I just want more dancers to understand everything that you just said, the fact that you have that freedom. When a corona comes or your check isn't like it's supposed to be or you can't, have something in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It takes a while. It takes a while for it to click, and I get it, because you got to think about it. We're mixing something that we love to do and that we've been doing for all our life, you know, and then when you mix that with an industry, it's hard to run away, because you feel like that, like, dance and industry and business collides, right? You're like, I'm doing what I love to do and I'm making money while doing it. What else do I need to be doing? You know what I'm saying? And it takes, it just eventually you have to understand that, like, this industry isn't going anywhere, and your love for dance was with you before you got into this industry, right? And so it's going to be with you whether you're within this industry or not, yeah. You know? And it does take a second to click, because, you know, for a long time, well, no, I think that also for me, I always, like I was a part of the church dance ministry. I was a leader of one movement. And even then, there was times where I knew I had to choose the ministry over dance jobs. And that was just me, I think. I think I just realized there's just more to life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love, it's just more to life. Just more to life. And we don't have no help, y'all. We don't have no 401k. We don't have no retirement. Social Security, we have nothing. Nothing comes with being a professional dancer unless you're like when you work through SAG, you know what I'm saying? There are benefits through SAG. There is health insurance and everything. But to just be performing on tours and festivals and concerts, we have no coverage, no nothing, especially for a time like this. Our unemployment isn't from, is like government. I mean, I guess that's where everybody's unemployment comes from. But like, it's not like we've worked a job that's helping us or that's going to give us a something. Like, we're literally just flat on our butts, you know? So those kind of thoughts too, like you said, you start thinking about that stuff like, dang, I see so many people working a 9-to-5 who get to go on vacations when they want to, who get to do this and do this. And here I am, we even get this feeling of being afraid to leave the industry because that's when work actually shows up. Yeah. Every time I leave LA, I get called for things that I wanted to do, but I'm already gone. You know what I'm saying? And so things like that happen. Like literally there's a joke that says like, you want a book, leave. Literally. Wow. It happens all the time. And let me tell you a funny thing, random. And it happened. So I came home last year to do my first like Florida Fit tour. Normally I would only do Florida Fit classes if I was like on the road with someone else. And then it was time to do a pop-up class, right? Okay. But I came home to like be like, you know what? No, you're going to set up Florida Fit tour because that's your focus. It's your intention. Like, that's why you're going to do it. That same week, the first day of my Florida Fit tour, the first class was the day of Super Bowl auditions. Mm-hmm. That same week, I got called to audition for the National Pepsi commercial that had Missy Elliott and her. Mm-hmm. That same week, I got called to audition for the show All American. That same week, I got called to do an episode of The Voice with Jerry Slaughter.
Bye. I can't.
Literally all at the same time. And that was another thing that I noticed. I was like, all right. Because I like to sit, before I like to get emotional and react, I always like to assess and evaluate the situation, come to some understanding, figure out my emotions, figure out what's happening, and then right. So I was like, okay, Twan, all these things are coming. Okay, cool. That's TV, commercial, that's TV work, which you want to do, that's what you do, acting. That's commercial work, which comes with residuals that you want to do. That's a voice TV show, comes with residuals that you want to do. That's Super Bowl, biggest performance, whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, all this at the same time that you're working on what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
What are you going to do, Antoine? What are you going to do? How are you going to feel? Are you going to cringe and cry over these things that you've done, that you will continue to do, and that looks like a pretty package, but you always have spent your past 8-9 years focused on this? Or are you going to trust that this is where I need you and this is where I need you to build, and it doesn't look like what you want it to look like yet, but you see that it's yours? Literally that first class, nobody showed up. No one. I went to Jacksonville. The lady forgot I even had a class that day. Mm. Went to Atlanta. Happy. I had 4 people in the Florida class. I'm good. Jacksonville class, I ended up still doing it. 2 of my friends came and a girl came that was like, I was challenging myself to come today because I normally wait on people to do things. But today I wanted to show up for myself. And thank you. And I was like, thank you for not leaving. She was like, I couldn't leave. I knew that I needed to be here. And she said it was God's sin. This was the first class of people. I was like, you know what? You by yourself, that testimony alone, that your whole life has switched from things that I've said, from being in this room, you're seeing things differently. Let's go. Let's go. Let's keep doing it. Come on. I got you. So it's crazy. It's so, once again, you want to leave, book. You know what I mean? You want to book, leave. But, you know, it's.
That was so important. Do you realize the magnitude of the story you just told? Because that is so, think about how just life, when you go and you get, like you said, you get this pretty package, everything that you think you ever wanted, and you go to do your own thing and no one shows up. And that's usually where people quit. That's usually when people give up. And then they go get depressed because they're like, dang, I just gave up the Super Bowl. I just gave up this. I just gave up All American. I just gave up The Voice. Yeah. I can't believe I was so dumb to not take that opportunity. But the fact that you stayed and you continued, and one part, then two, then four, that's how it works. And so even, I'm like, I'm in church right now. Even when it seems it's not working out and it's failing, you keep pushing because it's going to grow. And Florida Fit will be here and with you, for you, to progress you and to make you money. And guess what? That the Super Bowl comes around once a year. That check leaves and goes. Exactly. The Voice leaves and goes. Somebody could be like, I don't like you no more. There's somebody else that's finer than you. And there goes your job. But guess what's not leaving and going, Florida Fit?
Florida Fit, it can't. It won't.
And
I love what you said too, like, you keep going and not give up. And there's people who get depressed and start focusing on, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. For me, and it's just hopefully this helps as well. For me, there's always, your perspective is everything. The way you see any and everything will be the way you experience it. And in that moment, I was like, like I told you, I like to evaluate. I like to sit back first and really just, I like to talk it out first, because sometimes we be stressing for so long over things that we don't even need to stress about. So I was like, all right, Antoine, you can either be depressed and focus on this stuff, or you can be excited and see how much growth came from you setting this stuff up, showing up for yourself. Forget about have other people showing up. How many times have we said we're gonna do something, we wanna do something, and we don't do it? You know what I'm saying? So showing up for yourself. And then, like I said, I learned so much from setting these workshops up that I wouldn't have learned had I not done it. You know what I'm saying? And I learned so much about myself. I learned about the things that I was procrastinating. Mm-hmm. I learned about where I can become more organized. I look at all of it. I look at the things that we consider negative and positive, and I'm like, okay, let me learn from all of this. But I got to pick and choose which side I wanted to live in. Do I want to live in the depressed side, where I'm focused on what I don't have, or do I want to live on the happy side where I realize everything that I've learned from this? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
A word. So how are you balancing, right, the daily self-care? How are you balancing the artist and the entrepreneur? What are you doing to keep your body up?
I'm doing a single leg raise.
Bye.
No, I sleep when I can. I like sleep. So I sleep. I drink a lot of water. I'm also big into meditation. Mm-hmm. And I do it randomly throughout the day. Like, there's not all the time where I just sit there and I'm just like, this is the moment. Like, randomly throughout the day, I'll just be like, all right, Swan, you need to come back.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll just do that every now and then. And then, we're back at a reset. You know what I'm saying? I hear the birds chirping loud.
I was gonna say, I love that the birds are chirping.
But you know what I'm saying? So those kind of things really help me. Balancing it out, I don't think I've quite figured out how that looks like 100%. I just think I'm just listening to my spirit and I'm just going for it. I had no idea that COVID-19 was gonna come. I didn't have no idea this was happening. So I was coming home to work on a commercial and just to be with my family. I was coming home to be with my family. Then I ended up getting booked for a commercial, which was great. And so that kept me here. And then coronavirus happened. So I was like, well, I'm going to stay here, which then turned into me doing my online live classes for Instagram. So it was like the artistry led into the entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then eventually then I'll fly back to LA, probably because of work. I'll land, I'll work, And then, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of just does its own teeter-totter as I just remain still. I allow God to lead me, literally. Because if it was up to me, sometimes I would pick industry stuff before. Before I would pick industry stuff. Now I'm in the space where I'm like, oh yeah, now Florida Fit, like, let's go. Like, that's, it's time, you know? But it took a while for me to get that balance because it would be like, whoa. But like now I just trust it. And I think that's another thing, just my trust helps me keep balance between them all, you know? Because even like I would tour, but I also wanted to do acting classes. So I would like sacrifice and be like, okay, well, I need to tour right now so that I can make money. Then I would get off tour and then I would focus on my acting for a couple months, my commercial work for a couple months. Then I'll go back into, you know what I'm saying? So it just takes like feeling what, knowing what self needs in that moment and just trusting it.
Yes. Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Leo.
You're right there. Okay.
But I am right there. What made you think Virgo?
Just the analyzation, talking to yourself, breaking things down. Those are things that I do. And I'm like, okay. I'm the first day of Virgo, last day of Leo. I'm August 23rd.
Oh, snap. See, I'm right there. I'm August 27th. I mean, I'm tripping. I'm August 17th.
Okay. Got you. I just like your thought process.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I wanted to say this because I'll be peeping you. I 100% appreciate the fact that you got certified.
Yes.
Fit in NASM? Is that who you do it through?
Yes, NASM. Yep.
Because one thing that I noticed is that dancers or people, just in general, people was like, oh, I lost this weight. And so now I'm a trainer. And I'm going to train everybody. And I'd be like, but you ain't got not damn bit a certification underneath your belt, and people are really out here like guiding people through fitness and doing it incorrectly. They're getting hurt. So I just appreciate the fact that you know, you took pride in your brand and you're like, yes, okay, I am fit and I have this program, Florida Fit, but I'm also gonna make sure that I educate myself, you know, yes, what I mean, on the things. And I saw you like, you studying and taking your quizzes, and I was like, yes, thank you.
Knowledge is everything, and knowledge has value.
Mm-hmm.
Value, knowledge, power, like they all rotate and come hand in hand. And I realized that, and I was like, well, the more that I know, the more that I'll be valued. And the more like power that I can have in standing my ground and knowing what I know is what I know, you know? So thank you. Like it was definitely, I'm happy that I did it as well. I learned a lot and it was not easy, but I'm so glad I did it. I don't think that I would really be able to move forward with Florida Fit had I not done that. I feel like once again, I knew that. I knew that I couldn't really move forward with truth. And like I said, even the genuine network, this is a genuine type of network for me. Like, it's the truth. I had to really humble myself, learn. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Hats off to you. So let's talk about investing in taking care of your body. Why do you feel it's important as a dancer?
Ooh, because tightness is a real thing, okay?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You don't even realize it, though. I think because when you're younger, you can just go. Mm. And then eventually you realize how much strain you actually put on the body. Self-maintenance, stretching, self-myofascial release. I gotta use real name. But pretty much like foam rolling.
Yes.
You know, it's important. It's so important. Like when we feel our bodies, like when we feel our muscles twitching, when we feel like it's because we're not taking care of our bodies like we need to. And it's so important. It's our everything. With or without dance, you need your body.
Say it. Okay. And then for you, what has been your biggest obstacle to becoming a better dancer?
I think for a long time, my obstacle was, I'm going to be very honest here. I was like, okay, I'm working. I'm on tour right now. I'm able to do what I need to do. So I'm kind of good right now. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually I was like, all right, Twan, like, you need to train. You need to get back in it because you're getting a little rusty dusty and you're not picking up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It happens. But I think, you know, I'm at this place now where I still love dance and I will always love dance and I will always want to dance. But I'm just, it's not just about dance anymore. It's like, it became like, what do I do to become a better human? Wow. What do I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do I do to not just increase my dance ability, but once again, I'm all about like the mental strength, the physical strength, the spiritual strength, you know what I'm saying? And how can I give that to other people? You know what I'm saying? And so I just was like, you know what? Like I've gotten, like, dance is fun. Dance is great, but there's more. There's more. And you know what? And not even a there's more, like, to downplay dance, but I feel like dancers, we don't realize that we can literally do everybody else's job. Not everybody can be a dancer. Yeah. Not everybody has that, but a dancer can sit down and learn how to do. A dancer can sit down and become a doctor if they study and they love it. A dancer can sit down and be a director. Exactly. A director. We can do everything. But because dance is so strong, because it's such a universal love language, because it has so much passion attached to it, you get so stuck in it needing to look a certain way. And it needing to look like that. So I guess maybe that's what it is. I think for a long time, I was thinking how to become a better dancer for the industry instead of a better dancer for, like, self and my own strength. You know what I'm saying? And how can I get my... So I think that's where the switch really happened. I stopped thinking about, like, how can I book more jobs? How can I become better so more people can see me? Or... how can I book better so I can have more respect as, you know, this bomb dancer? It's like, no, I know where I belong in this world. And, like, now it's time to be better in other areas.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about overcoming self-doubt.
Self-love.
That's it. Well, I was going to... Wait, Twan, wait. How do we get there, Twan? Talk about it, right? Because there can be your own doubt. There can be doubt from friends, from peers, from family, right? In dance and in entrepreneurship. So break us down. Self-love. Okay.
Self-love, believing in yourself, trusting in your gift, knowing your power, walking in it, healing. You got to heal. You got to accept, you got to be okay with all the things that have been said, have been done, have made you feel, and you have to learn how to redirect it into self-love and into truth and into fulfillment and into what you need to be doing. Self-love is the answer. No one else can make you. People can help you. People can get you over the hurdle. Someone saying, oh my God, you look great today, or you killed that, or this is bomb. It can help for a moment. That only lasts but so long, though. You got to know how to fuel yourself up, and the only way to do that is by loving yourself.
That's it. I absolutely adore you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I adore you, too.
So, biggest learning experience, whether in dance or entrepreneurship, and how did it help you grow?
Everything happens for a reason. And everything always works in your favor. And I think once I started realizing that things out of my control, I can't control them. So why should I spend so much time and waste my precious energy and give away my peace and why would I give away my love and my joy and my happiness for something that I can't control or for something that I'm perceiving right now as negative, but it's in the long run gonna help me get to my better version of myself or the next level, once I started realizing that, I was like, oh, okay, this is how you do life. Got it. You accept the bad and know, well, what, because it's the perception of bad. We perceive it as bad. It's your perception. You accept the thing and just know that, and you feel it and you be honest with it, but you don't let it consume you, and you know that it's taking you to a better version of yourself, or it's teaching you something so that the next time this thing happens, you can go, oh, I remember last time I didn't have no money. I trusted, and there was a bank, there was a check in the mail the next day. Okay, so now I don't have to worry about that anymore because I know I'm covered. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Rewind and listen to that again. Oh, that was, yes. Oh, so greatest aha moment. I want to break this one down. Like, when it was just like I have made it. I am, like, professionally dancing. Like, what was that moment, that first moment?
Ooh.
Because you did a lot.
I don't know. I think, honestly, and I don't mean to repeat myself, but self-love. Like, it's hard because you can do so much and you can be on all these stages, but if you don't believe that you're there because you are the shit and you're there because you deserve to be there and you're there because you put in the work, and if you don't recognize all that stuff, there's no, you're just doing it. But it wasn't until, like, I started finding myself more. It wasn't until Florida Fit, it wasn't until I started, like, doing what I do, like, my Miami Booty Shaking, like, at auditions or on stage. Like, it wasn't until I could completely be in my truth and not hold back. Because for a long time, at first, it was like I was too full out. You know what I'm saying? And then I stopped being full out, and then I was like, but I see other people being full out. Why I can't dance? Like, why I can't be? And then, so once I, like, it was an aha moment with myself. Like, you found it. Like, you found how to be yourself, but within what's needed to be done to get the job done. And I don't know which job specifically that came from, but I knew it came with, like, knowing my gift and knowing that I was great. Because it was a lot, like I said, it was a lot of times people would be like, Dantoine, you killed that, Dantoine. And I'd be like, okay, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Or you wait for a specific person to give you that validation because you know that everybody validates their opinion and their decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot. And so what the aha moment literally was internal, but I can't quite remember exactly when that was. I feel like I've had a lot of aha moments that have helped along the way.
I got you. Listen, I think this is the first time that question's been answered that way. Usually somebody's like, oh, when I danced for so-and-so, or when I did this, and I was waiting for you because you got a list full of things, and you were like, it was this whole internal thing. And I was like, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was. It is.
Also, I started dying because you said you used to dance too full out. And for all of, I promise you, all of the Florida dancers, including myself that I have interviewed, we have all gotten that same correction. Yeah. I kid you not. I don't know if it's like, I grew up training, it's full out, no marking. It's a holiday every day.
Well, you want to know why? I feel like it was because we also were so gung-ho about receiving crowd. We were all about crowd participation. So we knew we needed to get the house. We knew we needed people to be hype. So it was about being the one, being the most full out, being the best that you can be. Like, literally, I feel like sports was dance was my, like, our sports. Like, yes. Go! I mean, it's the same thing. Dance is a sport, but I feel like, you know, it was yes.
I came to New York and I was just took class and I got that correction and I was like, really? Wait, what? Like, you just need to tone it down. What do you mean? I'm always at a 10. And then I heard somebody say, they were just like, but you know what? If you start at a 10 and you stay at a 10, then you don't take me anywhere. There was no journey because you were just at the top the whole time. And that was when I first clicked, like, oh, and I was talking to Jared and he's with Complexions and he's like, Sherelle, I got that correction too. And I just keep talking to more Florida. And I was like, huh.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We go for broke, man. We go for broke.
We just go. So Calvin, he says this. He says, well, when we talk to people, we don't always scream. And if we always screamed, no one would want to listen. And he was like, yeah, exactly. So he was like, so it's like when you're talking to someone, you have to, like you said, give them different, you know, levels. And maybe right here, we need to talk like this. And then I need to get hype. And then we need to turn up. But then, like, you know, we need to bring it back down. So, yeah. And then, you know, he'll be like, does this sentence end in an exclamation mark? Does this one end in a period? Does this one, you know what I'm saying? So.
Ooh, yeah. Felt that one. Love that one. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I wanted to say before I forget, did you have, when you've gone on tour, did you have any type of physical therapist or anyone working with y'all bodies or anything?
You know, I will say, it depends on the camp. And it depends, in my personal opinion, people would say it depends on the budget, which yes, it does. But I also think it depends on how valued the camp knows the dancers are.
What's and the camp?
The camp meaning like the team that you're working with, like management, the artist, you know what I'm saying? Like the team, the camp that you're working with, like that we're dancing with, yeah. Or wherever, because it's very rare that there are PTs on site, that there are PTs on the road, you know, that they offer. When I was on the road with Miley, we had someone. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But I've been on the road with other people where we don't. And I think that is something that should come with, I feel like, all jobs. I feel like any job, they should give you, like, for a week's worth of rehearsal, for however many days, they should fund you at least one PT session, one deep tissue massage, something. Because we're putting our bodies through all of this, not for ourselves, but for you. And a lot of times, we could do this 10 times and be good. But for you, we got to do it 25 times. You know what I'm saying? And we know that it's our job, so we're going to do it. But, you know, where's the, you know, so... There, it's not often. Like I said, there are some camps, and I say like tours, normally for tours. There are some tours that have, that they pay for, and they'll have someone there for all the shows. And but not all the time, no. I toured with Camila. She didn't have one, but like Taylor Swift's, the camp had one. Right. And they were so gracious and so nice enough to like also see us at times. I don't know if they was supposed to. I probably just gave that away. But no. It's needed. And so, you know, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, I'm grateful for them, even if they were not supposed to, if I was sneaking, however the case may be, like, it was needed. And so, yeah.
So this is more for me. What was the session like? Was it 20? How long was it? Because I've heard like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on how many people, you know what I'm saying? Because then you got to think about it. When there is a PT, and the reason why for tours is different because, you know, we're going to different cities and different states. And so they got to connect with whoever they connect with, whoever they know that, you know, has credible PTs that can come out. So it switches 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depends on how many people sign up that day. Because it's not just the dancers. Once you do something like that, now it's not just the dancers. Then you have management that comes in and wants to get massages. And you have the crew that comes in who, you know, puts up the rigs and does the lighting. And, you know, so there then, you, when it's not, listen, if it can work for more than just the dancers, they'll do it. They'll have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it seems like it works for more people than just us, they'll make it happen. But yeah, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay, I got you. So what advice would present day Antoine give Antoine when you first began your artistic and then your entrepreneurial journey?
Artistic, I would be like, bro, like, trust yourself. Like, know that you have it. Like, you're good. Like, just do it. You know what I'm saying? And I think I did that, but there were times where I'm like, dang, I wish I would have just went for it. Like, and just whatever. And then for entrepreneur, what would I go back? Learn the business. Actually, you know what? I think that's what both people, President Antoine would tell the beginning of artistic and entrepreneur, learn the business. President Antoine would go to college Antoine and say, minor or major in business. President Antoine would go to high school and say, learn business. I think that actually would be the one. Yep.
I got you. Lastly, what advice would you give an artist that is looking to follow in your footsteps?
Hard work, patience, and faith.
That's it.
Be bold, be free, be limitless, be you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, which is faith, and love yourself.
I love it. Oh, my heart's so warm. You so great.
I'm so glad we got to it. Y'all, let me just say, y'all, we would have been did this a long time ago, okay? All right? But I'm crazy, and sometimes it takes me a while. That's what I'm saying, what I would tell myself. Like, just do it. Like, just go for it. Like, sometimes you put yourself on reserve. But at the same time, with all of that, I know that timing is everything, and I feel like, it's crazy because I feel like, I want to say thank you, one, for doing what you're doing. Thank you for wanting to shed light on people and career and life. And I just wish you nothing but like tenfold with everything that you're doing, everything that I know of and that I don't know of. Like, I just really wish, send you so much love. Thank you for your patience. That's a beautiful thing. You have patience that is, remarkable, and thank you for your energy. And
I will cry. Don't do this to me.
No, it's amazing and it's appreciated. I really do. I really, 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 really do appreciate you. And it's on point, and it feels good, and it's needed. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, because this was amazing, and I'm grateful, and I can't wait to see what all it turns into. It's so good. But what I will say, guys, is she reminds me of, it just popped up in my head. Have you read The Four Agreements? You haven't?
I will put it on my list.
It's a great book. And I think that through this process, you gave me those feels, because I know a lot of other people who probably would have gotten frustrated or have taken things personal or be like, what is going on? Like, what, why is he, like, I talked to him today and then tomorrow I don't hear from him. And then, like, y'all, I'm crazy sometimes. Y'all. I'll be all over the place. That's why I say I'm trusting what God is doing, okay? I don't have the balance all the way. But I just thank you so much for, like, not giving up on me and not giving up on what you know is needed. Like, it's just, like you said to me, not giving up and showing up even if nobody else shows up, and knowing how much purpose and value is within what you're doing. And so everything you said to me, I say it right back to you, and I thank you so much for being patient with me.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I meant the world to me. Oh, you are the sweetest. Where can the people find you, Antoine?
My Instagram is Antoine Keith, AntwonKeith. Also, Florida Fit is Let's Get Florida Fit on Instagram. I tried to have just Florida Fit, but somebody who hasn't been on there since 2012 still has it. So I had to do Let's Get Florida Fit, but that's where you can find me on there. YouTube is Florida Fit, and yeah. That's where you can find me. I guess is that what we have now, right? Instagram and YouTube?
Yeah,
I can't get y'all my number. I'm not giving you one.
No, don't.
Website, yes. I'm working on getting that going now. I think it will have to be up under letsgetfloridafit.com as well. I looked up Florida Fit when I was first trying to get my business started, and it was like $19,000 to get Florida Fit. And so I said, well, we're going to let's get Florida Fit. So what happens is certain people, they like buy certain domains that have been popular or have been used before. And so pretty much once you're a billion-dollar company, you can buy all these domains. And because you know someone has used it, you can see if somebody will come and buy it from you.
Wow. I learned something new. That hurt my soul.
It hurt. Listen, I was like, y'all not even using it. Y'all don't even need to be here in Florida Fit. What? Come on, look at this.
You guys looking like that.
What I'm doing. But it'll be Let's Get Florida Fit, which is starting to become fun. Like, and I think it'll be fun if, like, how I want people to really start saying is be like, hey, let's get Florida Fit. Instead of like, and but people be like, oh yeah, I'm going to Let's Get Florida Fit. Which makes sense too. I'm going to, no.
Listen, it's going to work itself out.
It's going to work itself out.
It's
going
to be great regardless. Okay.
Yeah. The name doesn't matter. The Florida Fit, yeah. Conditioning for the mind, body, and soul at a big ass party. That's what I call it.
Love it. All right.
And where can we find you?
Yes, I'm so done. At The Art of Body Language, the podcast. My Instagram is at smile_love_lift. We've got some other things coming, you guys, slowly and surely. Rona and graduation is a thing right now. It's real weird because I technically only have 3 weeks of school left.
Okay.
Which is awesome. However, in order for me to get the physical therapy license, I have to physically treat people in a clinic. But because clinics aren't open, it's almost like, hey, am I going to, I don't know. I need bodies. I'm like, who want to show up?
Right.
So exactly. I can give you some treatment so I can get these hours.
Dang, let me take a little $15 flight.
Like,
I've been quarantined, I've been social distancing, I've been to myself, so I think I'm good. I've been to myself for we're going on my second week. No symptoms have been showing.
I'm
on my way.
So you know, I have some things coming.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
All of your support. You know what? And even the patients, you taught me many a things. And I think this podcast has been training me in ways that I just, you know, I never thought. Because I say, you know, it took a while for you, but that's fine. Don't give up. I did Troy Powell. That took a year. I've got another person I'm waiting on, and she breaking me down, child. That's gonna have to be off the air. But
okay.
I'm truly learning patience, but it's great because that's what I'm gonna need in the future anyways.
Yeah, you know? And PT too. Like, that's a whole patient. Woo!
Jesus.
I've heard.
Well, I'm doing things a little differently. Well, we'll get there.
You got to fill us in soon.
Oh, yes. But I am going to go ahead and end this amazing episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Art of Body Language. And we'll see you next week.
See y'all later. Y'all gonna see her later. But see y'all later. Get worth it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Body Language podcast. I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to my show. If you enjoyed this episode and you believe it would benefit an artist that you know, please be sure to share it with them. As always, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at smile_love_lift. If you'd like to connect further, you can also email me at theartofbodylanguage@gmail.com. Thank you, and make sure to tune in to our next episode. Have a beautiful day.